Jackie told Jose that his house was dirty and he wanted a friend to help him. Jose stood up and slammed the table. He said, "What you mean my house filthy?" Jackie said, "Well, you want me to tell the truth or you want me to say it's nice and clean?" "Yeah, you lie to me and I shoot you." Jackie said, "Well, I'm not lying to you. I'm telling you the truth." He looked at Jackie and, "See Miguel," he says, "the boy tell the truth." He says, "You live in a pig pen." "Well, Jose," he says, "never mind." He says, "All right." He says, "You can bring a friend." He says, "And I want the place cleaned up." He said, "We show Miguel how you live back home, huh?" Jack said, "We lived in a clean house." He said, "We're going to live in a clean house, too." Jackie started to leave. He said, "Jackie, come here." He says, "This friend of yours, who is it?" And he said, "It's just a friend that helps me." I say, "Who is it?" He said, "It's Juan." "Juan!" He jumped up and automatically put his hands on his guns. He says, "No, Jackie, no." He said, "He come in this house and I shoot him. Maybe you too. You understand that?" Jackie looked at him. He said, "I understand." He said, "You're going to shoot him if he comes in this house, and you might shoot me." He says, "I can't clean it alone." He said, "I'm going to need some help." He said, "I don't care who you get, but you don't bring Juan in here." He says, "Could I get Pedro?" "You ask anybody you like. But Jackie, I don't want Juan in here." Jackie thought about it and decided that Pedro wouldn't be the one. Manuel wouldn't be the one. None of them would want to come. He turned back. He says, "Jose," he said, "if Juan can't help me," he said, "I guess maybe we can't come and clean your house." Jose stood up again. He says, "Muchacho, come here." He had his hands on both guns. "Come here." "Yes, sir." He says, "Now, will you tell me exactly what you tell me before?" Jackie said, "I told you that if Juan doesn't come to help me, I probably won't come and clean your house." Jose began to draw his guns. When Jackie asked Jose that he wanted Juan to help him, "You say what, Jackie?" He reached for his guns. Jackie stood there, frightened in his tracks, trembling. He heard stories about Jose, that he'd shoot first and ask questions later. Jackie just stared at him. Jose pulled out the guns. He didn't point them anywhere. And finally he released his grip and both of them fell back into the holsters. He said, "You tell that to Jose, huh?" He said, "Well, you want me to lie to you?" "You lie and I shoot you." "Well, Jose," he said, "if I tell the truth, you want to shoot me. If I lie to you, you're going to shoot me." He said, "I don't have much of a chance." "Why, you smart boy." He said, "You better tell me truth no matter what." He said, "That's what I did." He said, "Oh, I tell you something now." He said, "I don't want Juan." He said, "I think I shoot him." "All right. Then I'm not going to come clean your house." "Jackie!" Jackie turned around, started to leave. Jose grabbed him. He said, "Jackie! So you..." "All right." He said, you bring a friend." He said, "But I warn you." He says, "I don't like him." He says, "Thank you, Jose." Jackie started to leave down the steps. "Hey, Jackie!" He said, "Yes, sir? I mean, yeah, yes, Jose?" He said, you're a pretty good boy." He said, "You know, I would be very sad if I had to shoot you." Jackie smiled. He said, "I would too." He said, hey, Miguel. He said, he's a bright boy. I said, see. He said, he's bright. Yeah, he said, so long. He said, you come back tomorrow. He said, you bring a friend. He says, I'll be there. So the next day, bright and early, Jose was getting ready for his business trip. And again, Pedro was greasing the wheels. He saw Jackie. He said, hey, Jackie. He said, you good friend of Jose's, no? He said, well, you might say so. He said, I see you talking to him. He said, yeah, we're pretty good friends. He said, Jackie, he said, when you talk to Jose, you tell him about me, huh? He said, tell him how good of a man I am. He said, I fixed his wagon, and he says, maybe he come talk to me, and he said, I'll think about it. Oh, Jackie, he said, you and I are friends, you know that. He says, well, I'll see. He says, maybe someday, he said, when Miguel not around, maybe I could be right-hand man to Jose. He said, and I make it nice for you, Jackie. He says, you don't have to work or anything. He said, working in that kitchen for Manuel. He said, that's no place for you, Jackie. He says, you ought to be right up there with Jose. Pedro, he says, you know, you're just trying to whitewash it. He says, trying to catch more flies with sugar than you are with vinegar. Pedro laughed. He says, oh, you muchacho, you're too smart for me. He said, you know I like you, though, Jackie. Jackie said, no, I don't. He said, well, then come on and help me anyway. He said, well, I'll help you. So he helped him with the wagon. And Jackie kept looking at this wagon, especially when he'd look down underneath. And he'd take extra time studying the crossbar between the front wheels and the back wheels. And the board was about 5 or 6 inches wide. And as he looked at that, he wondered, could there be someone tied onto that board and nobody'd ever know about it? Do they look under the wagon when they go through? Hey, Jackie! Yes, Pedro? He said, what are you doing? He said, well, nothing. I'm putting the wheel on. Well, hurry up. He said, here comes Jose. Everybody quivered when Jose came across the courtyard with his big sombrero and dirty shirt and big boots and 2 guns. Hey, Miguel. Jose, everything ready? See, everything ready. He said, then what are we waiting for? He got on his big white horse. He looked over towards the stable. He rode over towards the stable. Pedro saw him coming. He said, Jose coming here. He's coming to see me, maybe. And then far around the corner, he said, hey, Jackie. He said, good morning, Jose. Ah, good morning, muchacho. Pedro came out smiling from ear to ear, showing his bright teeth. Ah, good morning, Jose, good morning. Yeah, good morning, Pedro. Hey, Jackie. He says, you know, I was thinking. He says, you're a pretty bright boy. He said, I could use you. He says, someday maybe you go on a business trip with me, huh? He said, oh, I don't know. Maybe. He said, you think about it. He said, maybe I'll get you a nice horse and everything. Hey, Jose, Miguel cried, it's time. Now we go. He said, hey, Jackie, remember. He said, we made a deal, huh? Jack said, we made a deal, yes. He said, goodbye. Jackie watched as they went down through the pass, the signal, 3 to the right, 3 to the left. He watched the horses go by. They stopped the wagon. They took the canvas back and threw it way back and looked. And to Jackie's delight, not one of the sentries looked down under the wagon. Jackie smiled. Pedro looked at him. Hey, Jackie, why you smile like that? He said, just because Jose say he take you with you and you think maybe you escape, huh? Pedro, he says, if Jose took me with him, he'd have 10 men watching me. You know that. Now, I know that. I know that. And if you try to escape, he shoots you right there. He says, and I know it. He said, I'm not thinking about that at all. He said, hey, Jackie, you want me to help clean the house? He says, I'll go. He says, no. He said, well, who are you going to have? He said, my friend going to help you? He says, Juan is. Ah, Juan, he's nothing. He says, he's going to shoot him anyway. He said, let me go. No. Oh, muchacho. He said, we've been friends for so long. He says, no, I don't need you, Pedro. And he said, I don't want you. He says, Juan, he says, get the buckets of water. Manuel saw Jackie running over there. He says, here, you better take a couple more. He said, I imagine the place is pretty filthy. Jackie says, yeah, I know, I was there. Hey, Jackie, Manuel said, would you want me to come? He said, oh, no, you got plenty of work to cook and everything. He says, I'm sorry that we won't be here to help you. Oh, he said, I'll manage, you go ahead. So Juan and Jackie went over to the house, and it was filthy. They picked up bottles and tin cans and started to wash dishes. They swept the floor. In fact, some of the Mexicans that were out in the garden hoeing, they looked up and saw the dust rolling out the windows. They thought it was on fire. They start running with buckets of water and finally realized it was just dust rolling out the windows. Jackie pulled down all the shades that were rotten and covered with dust and put up some new ones that he found in the cupboard. And he swept the floor, got it all fixed up, washed the windows, and even pounded the screen back on the screen door and repaired some of the porch railings. And finally, the place by evening looked real nice. Jackie looked at Juan, and Juan was tired. He says, Jackie, he says, I don't know. I'm stupid. I'm a stupid fool. He says, I'm cleaning up after this, yeah, I know, pig. He said, thank you, Jackie. You said it. He said, well, you shouldn't say that. I said, Jackie, why are we doing it? Jackie says, you promised to trust me. He says, and I may get you out of here. Jackie, you say, you mean that? He says, I mean it. He says, if you just behave yourself and do what I tell you to. He says, maybe. He says, maybe. He says, we get out of here. He said, oh, Jackie, I can hardly wait. He said, oh, gracias, gracias, Jackie. He said, I'll be your slave for the rest of your life. He said, I don't want a slave. He says, I want to get out of here too. He said, but keep this under your hat. He said, I don't got a hat, just a sombrero. Well, keep it under your sombrero. He said, don't tell anybody. If you go around telling that we're going to try it, he says, we'll be in trouble. He says, come on, let's get out of here. They'll be back. It was too late. They looked out and they saw the buckboard pulling up. Miguel jumped off the buckboard. Jose got off his big white horse. He said, bring in the box, Miguel. Jackie said, we might as well get out the back door. He says, we don't want to be caught in here. Jose started up the steps and he looked at the screen door. Oh, he says, somebody been around here. He opened the door. Hey, Miguel, we in the wrong house. He says, look. Miguel says, oh, yeah, Jose, this is not our house. He saw Jackie and Juan leaving. Hey, Jackie, come back here. He said, we just finished up. We were just leaving. Ah, muchacho, you say you make it look like a palace. Thank you. He says, look what we brought. They took a strong box. Jose pulled out his gun and shot at it, knocked the lock off, and he threw it back. He says, look, gold. He ran his fingers through it. He said, Jackie, he said, maybe you like some, huh? He says, no. He says, I didn't do anything to earn it. He said, what do you think I do? He said, I put a lot of work to go get this. It takes a lot of work to rob somebody. Miguel smiled from ear to ear. Jose took off his guns, put them on the table. Miguel watched him. He said, Jackie, he says, you got the food here? He says, we're hungry. Juan watched in the corner, and he saw them put their guns down. Jose walked into the kitchen. Hey, Miguel, look. He says, somebody been cleaning up in here. Jack says, well, you know we were going to do it. Ah, he says, it looks like a palace, Jack. He said, I'm proud of you. He said, now you bring us food, huh? He said, and maybe I have a big surprise for you. As he turned around, he saw Juan with two guns in his hand. Now, I kill you. Juan had seen the guns on the table. He realized that Jose was not paying attention. He grabbed the guns when Jose wasn't looking and Miguel wasn't looking, pulled the guns out, and when Jose turned around, he saw Juan with the two guns pointed at him. Now I kill you. Jackie was frozen with fright. He says, Juan! And he made a flying leap across a chair and dived at his feet and knocked Juan over and knocked him to the floor. He kicked the guns away. He says, Juan, what are you doing? What are you doing? He says, Jackie, why did you stop me? I could kill him. Jose just stood there smiling. He said, Jackie, I could have killed him. Jackie helped him up. He picked up the guns and put them on the table. He said, I'm sorry, Jose. Oh, no, be sorry. He says, you see, Jackie, he says, you're a brave boy. You didn't know this. Know what? He said, you see, the guns are empty. He said, the bullets. He said, I fired them before. He said, one was left. I shot that at the chest. He said, come here, I'll show you. And he flipped the barrels open and dumped the empty cartridges on the table. They were all fired. Oh, no, Jackie. He said, you see, Juan, you couldn't have killed Jose if you wanted to. He said, but Jackie didn't know that. He's a brave boy. Miguel? See, Jose. He says, take Juan. Lock him up. Tomorrow morning at sunrise, we shoot him. Said, yes. Yes, Jose. He says, Juan, come on. He grabbed him, took him outdoors. Jackie started to leave. Jackie! Yes? I want to thank you for saving my life. I didn't save your life. There was no bullets in the guns. He said, but you didn't know that. No, I didn't. He said, but are you going to shoot Jose, Juan? He said, see. He said, we shoot him at sunrise. He said, I don't want anyone that would shoot me. He said, I shoot them first, huh? He said, that's smart, huh, Jackie? He says, no, you see, Juan is a friend of mine. Oh, a friend of yours, what do you want with him? He's no good. He said, we shoot him. Is that your final word, Jose? See, we shoot him. All right. He said, but I'm not going to come back anymore. I'm not going to bring your food. He said, you do as I say. He said, maybe you're going to shoot me too, huh? I could shoot you. He said, I saved your life, you said. You still shoot me? I shoot anybody. Jose, you shoot one. I'm not coming back. Jackie started to leave. Jackie, you come back here. Jackie? Jose grabbed his guns and put them on. He says, Jackie! He pulled out a gun. Jackie stopped and turned around. You going to shoot me? No, he said, I don't have any bullets in the gun. He turned around and left. When Jackie got to the cook shack, Manuel says, Jackie, what happened? They're going to shoot Juan in the morning. Oh, muchacho. So what'd he do? He got Jose's guns and he was going to kill him. Oh. Says, what happened? Hey, there were no bullets in the gun. Oh, that's too bad. I mean, it's too bad for Juan. Says, yeah, and I'm not going to go back there. He says, you think he'll kill him? Oh, listen, Jose say they shoot him. They shoot him. Jackie walked up the hill. It was almost dark now. In the twilight, the sun was going down. When he got to the bars, he saw Juan looking out at the sunset. Big tears rolling down out of his big brown eyes. Jackie? This is the last sunset I'll ever see. And it's beautiful. He said, Juan, why did you do it? Why? I don't know, Jackie. He said, I'm a stupid fool. He said, I tried to tell him not to shoot you, Juan, but I can't stop him. I know. You've done the best, and I just want you to know, Jackie, you're the best friend I ever had. What would you like to eat? No, I'm not hungry. He said, well, you can have a nice supper, I'll fix you, and a nice breakfast. Jackie, what is it, Juan? Could you fix me some chocolate pudding? Sure, I fix you chocolate pudding. He said, lots of it. He said, I'll be right back. Jackie rushed in. He says, Manuel, Juan wants some chocolate pudding. He said, I fix it. They fixed chocolate pudding. Jackie brought it to him. And as Juan watched the sun go down over the mountain peaks and twilight began to set in, he realized that this was the last evening he would ever see. And he took extra good looks at everything. He wanted to remember everything, if there was a place somewhere where he could remember it after he was killed. He didn't say too much. Finally, Jackie says, Juan, is there anything you want me to tell your grandmother or somebody if I ever get out? Jackie, if I'd listened to you, someday I'd be out, wouldn't I? He says, yes, I think so. I had plans, Juan. I really did. I had plans to get you out of here, Juan. Why did you do it? Then I don't know, Jackie. Jackie reached in and grabbed him by the shoulder. Juan, why? He said, I could have had you out of here. And now it's too late. He said, Jackie, if I could get out of here, he said, I'd bend over and you could kick me all the way down the hill. I wouldn't do that because it wouldn't do any good. Juan, he took his shirt sleeve and wiped his eyes and his nose. He said, I'll be here before sunrise. He says, what do you want for breakfast? He said, chocolate pudding. He says, all right. Jackie didn't sleep much that night. He rolled and tossed. And all night long, he could hear guns going off. He could see a blindfold. He could see the firing squad. That morning, as daybreak was coming up over the mountains, Jackie got up and he hurried over to the shack. Manuel was already cooking eggs for the rest of the crew. Jackie looked up towards the hill by the brick wall. He saw six men cleaning their guns. They're going to shoot him, aren't they, Manuel? Well, you can bet on that. He said, what do you think all those nicks up there? And he said, dried blood on the walls. He said, he means it. When Jose say he mean it, he mean it. He said, I'm sorry for you, Jackie. He says, I am too. He said, I liked Juan. He was a nice boy. He said, I like Juan too. He says, you taught him a great deal, Jackie, but not enough, I guess. Where's the pudding? He picked up the pudding and went up the hill. Juan was standing by the bars, looking over the mountain peak, waiting for the sun. He looked over and saw the six men, the firing squad, cleaning their guns. He said, good morning, Jackie. He said, Jackie, he said, don't talk to me at all. Don't say anything. He said, I don't want to cry. I'm going to stand there, and when they shoot, before they shoot, I'm going to say, I spit in your face. He said, I guess that's what you can say. He said, I won't say anything. He said, but I want to say now. He reached out his hand. Goodbye, Juan. He says, you were a good kid, and I liked you. You were a good friend. Jackie could see there were big tears coming. He said, that's all I'm going to say. He said, Juan, no going to go out there and be a crybaby. Juan, going to stay there and look him right in the eye. He says, Jose going to come out? He says, I understand he gives the orders. Finally, they saw one of the men come. He says, all right, muchacho, we ready. Jackie looked, or Skeeter and Juan and Jackie looked up over the mountain peaks, and they saw the sun just creeping over the tip. He says, come on, it's sunrise. He opened the door. Come on. He grabbed Juan, took him over by the wall. He says, you want blindfold? No. He took his hands and tied his hands behind him. The six men's lined up. And all of a sudden, they saw Jose appear. Right opposite, on the other side of the six men, Jackie stood watching. Juan could see Jose on one side of the six men, Jackie on the other. Jose looked at Jackie. Jackie looked down at the ground. He says, "All right, get ready." Juan looked over at Jackie. Jackie clenched his fist. He was ready to turn around. "Aim!" The men raised their guns, pointed at Juan. Juan looked him straight in the eye. And just as Jose would say fire, he was going to scream, "I spit in your face!" Jackie knew that. He knew what Juan was going to do, but he figured it was too late anyway. Juan looked over at Jackie. Jackie looked up and looked straight across and looked him right in the eye. When Jose saw Jackie, he knew he was looking at somebody who knew how to keep their word and how to keep a promise, and he knew what that promise was, that he was never coming back, and he knew it. Jose looked over at the men. The men looked at Jose. They were ready. They were waiting. "Ready!" I said that, didn't I? "Aim!" He looked over at Jackie. Jackie was just looking at him. "All right, put the guns down." What'd you say, Jose? "Hey, you heard me." "See, but you say put down, so maybe I shoot you, huh? Okay, Jose, all right." Jose looked over at Jackie. "Said, you men put the guns away and go." "See, Jose." Jackie just stood there and the men left. Only the three of them stood there. Jackie, Jose, and Juan up against the wall. Jackie didn't say anything. Neither did Juan. Neither did Jose. Finally, Jackie slowly walked up towards Jose. "Thank you, Jose." "Yeah." He walked over to Juan. He says, "Come on, Juan, get out of here fast." He said, "Come on." They ran down the hill. "Jackie!" He says, "Go on down to Manuel's." "Yes, sir." "Come here." Jackie came up and Jose looked at him. He took his thumb and pushed back his big sombrero. He says, "You think Jose big softy, huh? You think Jose," he said, no got lots of courage, huh?" "Yes, I do. I think you have a lot of courage, Jose." He said, "You wouldn't be the greatest bandit in all Mexico if you didn't." He said, "You think I stupid, I know shoot one, huh?" He says, "No, I think you're very kind." "Ah, kind." He said, "You know why I do it?" He said, "No." He said, "Because." He said, "Because you say you don't bring me good food anymore." He said, "I know you." He says, you just wouldn't be shot, just break your word." "Well, I don't know." "Is Jackie, you gonna bring the food and clean the house?" "Yes." "She's all right." He said, "But no more Juan, understand?" "I understand, he won't come into the house anymore." He said, "Keep him out of my sight." He said, "Because next time," Jackie, he said, "next time," he says, "I don't care." He said, "I shoot him." "Thank you, Jose." Jackie started to leave. "Jackie," he says, "you think I'm a real bad guy?" He says, "Well," he says, "you got notches on your gun." He said, "Well, they deserve it." He says, "You steal money from people." He says, "Well," he says, "because I can take it." He says, "Well, anyway," he says, "I don't think you're all bad." "You be careful what you say. Maybe I shoot you." He said, "Well, you asked me." Yeah, so I did." He said, "Well, we see you later, huh?" "I'll see you later, Jose. And I'll bring the food like usual." Jackie went down to Manuel. Manuel was there just shaking his head. Jackie, he says, I don't know. He said, I just don't understand it. He said, in all the times that in the years that I know Jose, he said, when he put someone against the wall, boom. And that's all that's left, boom. He says, yet you go up there, and he put one that he wanted to shoot for a long time, and all of a sudden he say, put guns down. He says, I don't know. He says,